Would you pray the model prayer with me this morning from the Bible? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. When Jesus said, "In this world you will have trials and tribulations, but be not overcome, for I have overcome the world." Let me ask you a question this morning. How many of you out there just be personal for just a minute this morning? How many of you struggle with life? All right, your pastor's the first hand up. All of us struggle with life, don't we? Life is filled with all kinds of problems. Life is filled with all kinds of choices. Life is filled with all kinds of decisions. Life is filled with all kinds of stresses that are out there in the world. And if we're not stressing over something yesterday, we are stressing over something tomorrow, and we're never living today. Would you agree with that? I think for the most part, all over the world, I was listening this past week and reading several different articles all over the world in various news reports, newspapers, and that are out there, and could not help but think when I saw that 200,000 homeless veterans in America, 200,000 people who fought for this nation, people who have fought so that you and I might be able to be here this morning and have the freedom to worship God as we please. And right in under that same caption was 20,000 commit suicide. The millions of people in this world this morning struggling, suffering, all kinds of stresses and stressors in our life. There are a lot of great movies through the years. One of my favorite ones is Braveheart. Maybe you saw that movie. But William Wallace says, "Every man dies, but not every man truly lives." Every man dies, but not every man truly lives. This morning, I want us to look at "Teach Me How to Live." Teach me how to live. How many of you this morning, where you are presently today in your life, whatever the juncture mark is, how many of you only wish you could roll back the hands of time? Any of you this morning would do that? Well, I want you to know every man dies, but not every man truly lives. I believe the vast majority of people that are living today will live and die in slavery and bondage. They'll be in bondage to something. It may be lust, it may be pornography, it may be jealousy, it may be anger, it may be bitterness, it may be pride, it may be arrogance, and the list goes on infinitum. The Apostle Paul wrote a letter in the New Testament to a church at a place called Galatia. And what he was writing about is how to live free. How to live free from sin. How to live free from self. How to live free from shame. I really believe that most people die without ever truly living. You see, most people experience death without experiencing real life. And I believe that because of something that Jesus himself said. In the book of John chapter 10 and verse 10, he said, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." You see, Jesus tells a truth there. Until you and I meet Jesus, until you and I know Jesus, And until you and I have Jesus, we really don't ever have life. There's only one life worth living. And the Apostle Paul shares this with both believers as well as non-believers, what that life looks like and why it is the only way to live. In the book of Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, in the New International Version, he says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I love this verse. I committed this verse to memory many, many years ago. I'm sure that at the time that I committed that verse to memory, I'm sure that I did not grasp. I'm sure that I did not understand the depths of what that scripture has to say. But I remember many years ago, I learned that scripture as a young kid out there in Bible study and Sunday school. I memorized it from the King James Version, which says, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me, in the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I think that's one of the most comprehensive, compact, complete description of what the real Christian life is all about in the New Testament. It's short, but it's not shallow. Simply put, what we are told is that the only way that we can live in life and be fully satisfied completely is to die to self. And that's when you really begin to live. This morning, I want to give us three things that once we believe them and once we act on them, knowing they are true, we'll be experiencing the only way to live life. First of all, this morning, I have died to a sinful past. I have died to a sinful past. Paul says, I have been crucified, notice, with Christ. He's speaking here about the moment that he received Christ as his Lord and Savior out there on a Damascus road. I believe this morning that every Christian's mission statement should be to point people to Jesus and to inspire them to live the cross-shaped life. Let me say that again. I believe that every Christian's mission should be to point people to Jesus and to inspire people to live the Christ-shaped life. I want to ask this question this morning. If all the Christians were just like me, what kind of world would this world be? If all Christians were just like me. You see, I believe that you and I are called to point people to Jesus. And one way we can do that is to be a billboard for Jesus. We drive up and down the roads. We see all these billboards in various locations. And billboards advertise. They're advertising something out there in life. I believe that Paul is saying to you and to me in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, that you and I need to be a billboard to point people to Jesus and to live the abundant life. You see, ask yourself that question this morning. I mean, we sing that wonderful old invitation song, I surrender all, I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. You see, when you accept the fact that Jesus physically died for you on the cross, at that moment, you spiritually die with him on the cross. Everything you were, everything you used to be, everything that's in your past, every sin, every failure, every mistake, every regret dies with Jesus on the cross. And the reason why all of that matters is because when we die to ourself and we let Christ rule and reign within our hearts, then we can live life abundantly to the full, as Jesus said. I believe that one of the greatest enemies that we ever face in life is trying to live life in the power of our own flesh. You see, when we come to Christ, Jesus, we die to self. Christians, spiritually speaking, are walking dead people, dead to sin. Everything we have ever done wrong is wiped clean, and we're dead to self. You see, the big I in each of us never has to control me or anyone. And while this statement seems somewhat paradoxical, just as living is all about dying, but nobody ever gets out of crucifixion alive. Crucifixion had a death rate of 100%. Everyone who was crucified died. There were no exceptions, and there were no exclusions. And when you and I allow ourselves to be crucified with Christ, we become dead to self. That verb crucified, in the Greek language, it's in the perfect tense. And tenses are very important in the Greek language. When something's in the perfect tense, it's referring to something that's happened in the past, but the results are continuing on permanently in the present. Once you die with Christ, everything in your past dies with you. No more skeletons rattling in the closet. No more papers in a file folder stuck away in a cabinet about something you would never want people to know about. Let me tell you, when you die to self and you receive Christ, the slate is wiped clean. Let me tell you, when you and I are born and privileged as we have been here in America, and you eventually get a Social Security number. Now, that Social Security number is never reissued to anyone else. Unfortunately, you and I live in a world that is filled with hackers, and people get dead people's Social Security numbers, not only dead people's, but people that are alive. And they go out there and they try to use them again. But initially, for the most part, your Social Security number is never reassigned to anyone else. It's permanently gone. And when you and I are crucified with Christ, that means that we're dead to our past. And our past is dead to us. And the only way to live is to believe and understand and know that I have died to a sinful past. I really believe that most Christians, if we're honest, if we're truthful with each other, I would say that all of us struggle with life. I would say all of us struggle with something in life. It's that thing that dogs you every day. It's that thing that eats on you every day of your life. And you beat yourself up and you hate yourself. And you just think, oh, if I could turn back the hands of time, if I could relive that part of my life, if I could redo that part of my life, oh, things would be so much better. And Lord, I could then live the abundant life. But I'm confident of the fact that when Jesus spoke those words, in this world, you're going to have trials and tribulations. The great part is Jesus said, but I've overcome the world. Let me say this morning. I really believe with all of my heart that many, 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 many professing Christians fail in our endeavor to be a billboard for Jesus. If our mission is to point people to Jesus, if our mission is for people to live better lives victoriously, triumphantly, through the Lord Jesus Christ, then I have died to a sinful past, because Paul said, I've been crucified with Christ. Secondly, this morning, teach me how to live dying to the past. Let me tell you, yesterday's gone. Regardless of what you did yesterday, regardless of the faults, regardless of the failures, regardless of the mistakes, regardless of the sin. Let me tell you, yesterday's gone. And most people are living in the yesterdays of life. Most people are either there or they're living tomorrow and stressing over tomorrow's problems, and rarely are we living in the present, here and the now. Let me tell you, not only I have died to a sinful past, but Paul says, secondly, I walk in the strongest presence. I walk in the strongest presence. You might ask yourself, well, if I'm dead, how am I still alive? Well, notice what Paul said. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. You see, the old you is dead, but there's a new you that lives, and that's what makes the difference. Christ living in and through each one of us. Let me tell you, if Jesus is first place in our lives, let me tell you, we'll be a billboard for Jesus. Amen? Do you believe that this morning, church? Amen? Let me tell you, if we're living for Jesus, if we're letting the Holy Spirit that comes in the moment that we're saved, if we allow the Holy Spirit to live life in us and through us, I can assure you we will be a billboard for Jesus that will point people to Him. If the new you is going to live, then the old you has to die, because there's not room for both you and the new you in your house. I believe this morning Christ lives in me. Let me ask you a question. Does Christ live in you this morning? Does Christ take up ownership in you? Does Christ live in your house this morning? You see, when you look at the word Christian, it's a combination of two words. It's Christ plus in. A Christian is someone who has Jesus living in them. Let me tell you, when someone knocks at the door of my heart, I open it. And if someone asks you, who lives here? The answer should be, Jesus Christ lives here. You might say, well, I thought John Doe lived here. Your answer would be, well, he once did, but he died, and now Jesus Christ lives here. Wouldn't it be wonderful if all of us in the world exuded that to a lost world out there? How many times in life do we try and justify our bad behavior? You see, the only way to live right is to have the one who is right live in us. Let me tell you, there's a lot of people walking around this morning and they're trying to figure out how to live. How do I make it not only through today? How do I make it through tomorrow if tomorrow comes? And folks, let me tell you, the only way to do it is Christ living in you and through you. And so many people in this world are so unhappy and so disengaged with life, distressed in life, because Christ is not the center of that life. We shove Him to the corners of our heart. And I think that our world has taught us much. Young people, the world that you're growing up in is teaching a lot of lessons. Now you have to sort through those. You have to determine what is true. What does God's Word say? What does the Bible say is truth? And if it doesn't measure up to the Word of God, then we need to shove that aside. Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. In other words, I've died to my old way of life. I've died to myself. And now I live a new life, and it's because Jesus is living in me and through me. And let me tell you, I walk in the strongest presence. I no longer live, Paul said, but Christ lives in me. Think about it, young people. The Apostle Paul, he was a Jew of the law. He was steeped in the Jewish law. He went around persecuting Christians. He went around consenting to Christians being put to death. And guess what? He thought he was doing God a favor. I thought about that a lot this week. There are people all over the world that are martyring Christians, and they're thinking they're doing God a favor. I want you to know Paul, when he came to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, he was so distraught over the life he had lived that he no longer spent the rest of his life as he once had. But he would spend the rest of his life being a billboard for Jesus, going throughout city and city and all of those provinces of Rome. He would go throughout all of that area telling people about the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, I no longer live. That old Paul that once crucified people, that Paul that once was one of the greatest sinners in the world, that Paul that had rejected the Messiah as the Messiah. But I want you to know God got a hold of Paul that day on the Damascus Road, and he was never the same again. Let me tell you, Paul said, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Young people, what was Paul saying? Paul was saying, because Christ is in me, then I'm not going to let myself be the ruler of my life. I'm going to let Christ rule me. My thoughts, my motives, my actions, my attitudes, so that my life will point other people to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we can entertain people from now till Jesus comes. Would you agree with that? I mean, the world's got plenty of entertainment. We can spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in our churches for bigger programs and better programs and to do this and to do that. And all of those things are good, well, and fine. But folks, let me tell you, one of the greatest things we can do to point people to Jesus is to no longer live, but that let Christ who lives in us point people to Christ. That's what the Holy Spirit does. It points people to Jesus. And when I say you and I can be the greatest advertisement in all of the world, good or bad, depending upon do I allow Christ who lives in me to take center stage of my life, to take control of my life, to live through me so that when others see me that they see a billboard of Jesus? Do I point people to Jesus? Do I point people away from Jesus? You see, Paul had come to a place in his life. He had died to a sinful past. He walked in the strongest presence. Let me tell you, you and I this morning, we have a presence with us. It's the Lord Jesus. But there's a third thing. Teach me how to live. First of all, die to self. Secondly of all, walk in the strongest presence, letting Christ rule and reign who lives within you. But thirdly, I live in the securest position. He said, the life I live, the life I now live in the body, the life I now live after I met Jesus, Paul said, the life I now live in the body, this is how I live it. I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Let me ask you a question in closing this morning. How do you live life? Teach me how to live. Those disciples said, Lord, teach us how to pray. We prayed that prayer a few moments ago. But this morning, teach me how to live. Paul said, this is the way that you can live and be happy in Jesus, for there's no other way. He said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Let me ask you a question. With all of your issues, with all of your problems, with all you're struggling with this morning, with all that you are experiencing in life, I mean, things that just coming in all directions and they bombard you and they weigh you down, and there's so much depression that's going on in the world. And I believe, young people, that one of the reasons that there's so much depression among young people today is that we fail to remember Jesus is alive. And if I've trusted Jesus, then Jesus is alive through the Holy Spirit in my heart. And because of that, I can live life because He is living it through me. Let me tell you, we're in this world, but we don't have to be of this world. And I think one of the greatest things that Satan uses against Christians to defeat us in our Christian life is to keep pounding us, to keep beating us over the head every day about something that we just messed up on. If you've messed up today, Jesus loves you. Jesus will never love you less. He will love you the same every single day. But Jesus wants to live life in you and through you to point other people to Him. And that's why we need to learn how to live, because we have a mission, we have a message, and we have a great messenger that we're going to see one of these days in heaven. Let me ask you a question with your heads bowed, your eyes closed, no one looking about. Would you stand? I want to ask you a question this morning. I want you to just go through the last week of your life, this past week. I want you to just think about this past week. I want you to think about everything that was good about it, everything that you feel that you did right about it. And then I want you to think about everything that you did wrong. Mess ups. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Jesus knows that I'm weak. Jesus knows my frame, as the psalmist said, He knows my frame and He knows that I'm dust. Jesus knows our every weakness. But every day when we awaken, we can make a choice and say, Jesus, live through me today so that my life would be such to point people to Jesus. Is my life pointing people to Jesus? You see, that's a great question this morning. I mentioned a few moments ago, we can entertain all day long, but the real deal is, am I making a difference in other people's lives where they see Jesus living in me? Paul's life was changed forever. He would forever be a walking billboard, a talking billboard, pointing people to life everlasting. And I think the reason this morning so many Christians live so far below the line of joy, it's because Jesus, who lives in us, is not in control of us. I want to challenge you this week to wake up every morning with a prayer on your lips, Lord Jesus, make me a billboard today that others will see you living in me, and it will point them to a life of victory. Father God, as we come to this time this morning, there's someone here that needs to trust you, may they come. There's someone here that needs a church home, may they come and join this good church with these good people. Father, if there are those that need to come and pray, this invitation is yours and yours alone. Speak, Holy God, accordingly. In your name I pray. Amen.